Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Schilling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Oscar Grimes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Joe Gantenbian. Batting second. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Etten. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive towards short. Ambler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Etten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantenbein hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-1 in the game. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Brucker and he is out, Gantenbein applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ambler moves to second. Joe Gantenbien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbien is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantenbien takes first base on ball 4. Ambler moves to third. Caster moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a pop-up towards third. Nagel catches it and throws to first to double up Schilling. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ambler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-2 in the game. Etten hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nagel strikes out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock strikes out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive towards first. Etten reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gantenbien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 3 in the game. Miles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. There goes Grimes. The throw from Brucker to Ambler, and Grimes is out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0 for 3 in the game. Etten takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale pinch hits for Frankie Pitlock. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Hale reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley pinch runs for Odell Hale. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. Hemsley moves to third. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell is hit by the pitch. Heath moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Campbell moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani pinch runs for Earl Brucker. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Lodigiani moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert pinch hits for George Caster. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gantenbian takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-4 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lodigiani scores. Gantenbian moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Chubby Dean now pitching. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-4 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimes moves to second. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Etten bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nagel strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards first. Etten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Gantenbian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newsom moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miles bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Newsom moves to third. Gantenbian moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-5 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dobson now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to home. Hemsley drops the ball. Newsom scores. Gantenbian moves to third. Chapman moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.